Watch the graft when you plant your fruit trees. We're ensuring a dwarf tree stays a dwarf. Next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Avoid planting fruit trees too deep. Alex Grover, with Utah's Best Gardening, tells us why.
This is an interesting one because there's a lot of different things that have been said in the past on planting fruit trees. Someone will say, plant the tree deep so the graft is close to the ground and it's stronger that way. That makes no sense because that graft is not being supported by the soil. So what we do currently is we plant it so that where the top of the soil is, basically the top of the root is, on the fruit tree, needs to be at the top of the soil where you plant it. Plant it deeper than that. If you do, a lot of times the tree will survive, but it'll send out roots from the graft. Now, one of the main reasons we graft trees is to get shorter trees. So if you're trying to get one of these small trees and you plant it so that the root graft is covered, and it roots out, then you've got a full-size tree. So you've just spent money on a tree that you didn't want. Keep that graft above the soil line. Keep the soil line in the pot pretty well where the soil line should be the same when you plant outside, and you'll be much happier. If you look on Utah's Best Gardening on Facebook, that's the Facebook group I'm running now. I did do a switch over. I moved to a slower-paced page.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.